So we are on page 117, or 18, sorry, on the online version of chapter 9, I believe it is. So أَدِلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ. Now we're going to go into the proofs of ذِكْرِ قَلْبِي, or ذِكْر, which is the first portions of the durus of tasawwuf. So these are the proofs from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala orders those who believe, or you who believe, remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala abundantly. اذْكُرُوا صِيغَةُ أَمْرِ لِلْجَمَاعَةِ. If you look at the word, the fourth word in the actual verse is uzkuru. If you tell one person to remember, that's uzkur. If you tell two people to remember, that's uzkura. But if you tell an entire group of people, or the plural form of the imperative here would be uzkuru, and that's the form that is used over here. For umira al-mu'minuna bi-dhikr al-kathir. And so the believers have been ordered to not only make zikr, but to make abundant zikr. وَبَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ وَعِدَ ذَاكِرُونَ كَثِيرًا بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالْجَنَّةِ. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, and I'm sorry, promised those who remember him abundantly with both forgiveness and with Jannah, when he says, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those men who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, and those women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them forgiveness and أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That a great or grand reward, and that great or grand reward is Jannah itself. وَيَنْشَأُ هَا هُنَا سُؤَالٌ وَهُوَ مَا مَعْنَ الذِّكْرِ الْكَثِيرِ. Over here arises a question, and that is, what is the meaning of abundant dhikr? هَلْ يَذْكُرُونَ قَلِيلًا بَعْدَ كُلُّ سَلَاتٍ أَوْ يَذْكُرُونَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً أَوْ يَذْكُرُونَ حَتَّى يَتْعَبُوا. That what is the actual limit? Is it remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit after every salah, that you're actually doing dhikr kathir, or to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mornings and the evenings, or to remember him until a person is becomes tired? فَمَاذَا يَفْعَلُونَ. What is a person to do? قَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ تَحْتَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الذِّكْرُ الْكَثِيرُ أَلَّا يَنْسَاهُ بِحَالٍ. مَا مَعْنَى أَلَّا يَنْسَاهُ بِحَالٍ. That he said ذكر كثير is that he should not forget ذكر in a condition. And so what is the meaning of not forgetting it in any condition? الإنسان له أحوال ثلاثة. If you look at an individual, that they have three states. إما أن يكون قائما. Either he will be standing, أو قاعدا, or sitting, أو متجعا, or lying down. والمراد بذكر كل وقت. أن يذكر الله تعالى قائما وقاعدا ومضطجعا. And the meaning of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times is to remember Him standing, sitting, and lying down. وهذه علامة علامة أولي الألباب. قال تعالى فيهم. And this is the sign of the intelligent ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them in the Quran. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا على جنوبهم. That they are the ones who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, and on their sides. ويؤيده ما روى السيوطي عنه قال لا يكتب الرجل من الذاكرين الله كثيرا حتى يذكر الله قائما وقاعدا ومضطجعا. انظر المنثور إمام سيوطي رحمه الله. The author of إتقان, which is one of the earliest books in the field of Usul Tafsir. It is narrated from him that a man will not be written from amongst those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly until he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, and lying down. I remember hearing someone giving an after Salah talk, the Imam, who was of more Salafi bent, and he said, well, yeah, you know, just remembering, you know, وَذَكْرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, sort of almost making tanqeed against the Ahl al-Tasawwuf, that, yeah, you know, ذَكْرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا is how much Rasulullah says to me to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that, you know, you make the du'as, which are masnoon du'as, and then if you do that, you're ذَكْرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and you shouldn't go to extremes. And I said, if you set Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the mayyar, then كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي كَوْلِ أَحْيَانِهِ, that he used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So then what about that? And if you actually look at the tafsir over here, there you see that the real meaning over here is that for a person to be zakir, it's because, what's in لَا يَنْسَاهُ بِحَالٍ, that regardless of a person's condition, they should be constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ السَّاوِي in Mujahid, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the great scholars from the time of the Salaf, from the Tabi'een, and his call is really mu'tabar. So from, we have it from the earliest sources, it's not like a later interpretation, if you will. قَالَ السَّاوِي تَحْتَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يَفْرِضْ فَرِيضَةً عَلَى عِبَادِهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَ لَهَا حَدًّا مَعْلُومًا. So Imam al-Sawi, he says under this ayah, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mandate or make anything fard upon an individual except that he has set for it some type of limit. وَلَمْ يَعْذُرْ, oh, I'm sorry, وَعَذَرَ أَهْلَهَا فِي حَالِ الْعُذْرِ غَيْرَ الذِّكْرِ, and he has permitted an excuse to individuals at some point in time, meaning given an exemption during the situations of exceptionality other than dhikr. Meaning that there's no had which has been set for it, and a person is not released from making zikr. فَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ حَدًّا مَعْلُومًا, so there has been no limit which has been set for it. وَلَمْ يَعْطُرْ أَحَدًا فِي تَرْكِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ مَغْلُوبًا عَلَىٰ عَقْلِهِ, and there's a person's not excused from abandoning it except that person who is who's gone basically insane or lost their mind. وَلَيْذَا أَمَرَهُمْ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ, and that's why a person has been ordered to do it in all of their situations or conditions. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا عَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. فَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الذِّكْرَ أَمْرُهُ عَظِيمٌ وَفَضْلُهُ جَسِيمٌ, and in it is an indication that is a suggestion, an indication that zikr is its matter is tremendous and its superiority is wide. قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما, عبد الله بن عباس, under this ayah, الذين يذكرون قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم, he gave the tafsir, and Abdullah ibn Abbas is the one that Rasulullah SAW actually had made him dua for him. And what's it called? Imam Sakuni. Ibn Kathir, rahimullah, actually takes much from him And he was sort of Shafi'i's madhab. And not that the Shafi'i madhab actually derives from the understanding of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu so, I mean, of course, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was a great mufassir of the Qur'an, but Abdullah ibn Abbas actually had outlived him, if I'm not mistaken. And so, if you look like in the Muqaddimah of Ibn Kathir, it says like, I mean, then you just analogize what is his maqam he must have reached in terms of his understanding of the Qur'an, or ilm of the Qur'an. So over here in the verse, it's actually talking about physical states, standing, sitting, and lying on the side. But in his commentary, he doesn't talk about the person's physical state. He rather talks about not even the person at all, but rather the person's external conditions. أي بالليل والنهار في البر والبحر والصفر والحضر والغنى والفقر والصحة والمرض والسر والعلانية. يعني in the day and in the night, and in land and in sea, and in traveling and being stationed, and in richness and poverty, and in health and weakness, in open, in secret and publicly, in all of these situations, we're supposed to remember Allah. وَمِثْلُ هَذَا الذِّكْرِ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا قَلْبِيًّا أَوْ خَفِيًّا. And the like of this type of remembrance will not be except in that of the heart, in one that is hidden. يُمْكِنُ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ. That is possible in every situation. فَعُلِمَ أَنَّ الذِّكْرَ الْكَثِيرَ الْمَأْمُورُ بِهِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ هُوَ ذِكْرِ قَلْبِ. And from this then we know that the dhikr, abundant dhikr that is ordered in the Qur'an, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, that that is dhikr qalbi, or the dhikr that is of the heart. So what is the line of logic? We have the first verse that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Then we say, then what does that mean to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly? We look in a different verse that says, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, and on their sides. From that we understand that it's not particularly referring to only those situations, but rather whether it's day or night, you know, in all basically a person's conditions, yani in every time. And if a person has to make zikr in every time, the logical conclusion is they can't be doing it with their tongue because they'll also be speaking and doing other things there. It doesn't allow for dedicated zikr in that sense. And so the only other, we started off by saying that there's two types of zikr, zikr lisani and zikr qalbi. So if zikr lisani is excluded from the ambit or purview of this, then the only thing that's left by process of elimination is zikr qalbi. وَالذِّكْرُ الْخَفِيِّ الْمَوْسَمُ فِي إِصْطِلَاحِ الصُّوفِيَّةِ بِالْوُقُوفِ الْقَلْبِ. And ذِكْرِ الْخَفِي, which is ذِكْر done silently or hidden in a hidden manner, it is codified in the technical terminology of the people of the Sawf as وَقُوفِ قَلْبِ, as stopping the stopping of the heart. وَأَمَرَ بِهِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered with it in the noble Qur'an when he said, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and glorify Him in the basically night and the early morning. فَثُبِتَ or فَثَبُتَ أَنَّ الْوَقُوفَ الْقَلْبِ شَيْءٌ أُمِرَ بِهِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ يَقْضِي أَوْقَاتَهُ لِتَعَلُّمِهِ تَحْتَ أَشْرَافِ الْمَشَائِخِ. So it established that the stopping of the heart is a matter that has been ordered in the Qur'an. And the felicitous one is the one who spends his time learning it under the guidance of the mashayikh. Now that was from the Qur'an. How about from Hadith? أن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العباد أفضل؟ درجة عند الله يوم القيامة. أبو سيد الخضري رضي الله عنه, he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that which of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be of the highest rank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, قال أذاكرون الله كثيرا, the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. قلت يا رسول الله ومن الغازي في سبيل الله. And so he said, O Messenger of Allah, and what about the Ghazi, the fighter in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال لو ضرب بسيفه الكفار والمشركين حتى ينكسر ويحتضب دما لكان الذاكرون أفضل منه درجة. من ترمسي, that if he were to strike with the kuffar with his sword, kuffar and the mushrikeen with his sword, until it breaks and is stained with blood, still the zakirun, the people who make zikr, are going to be more higher than him in their daraja. Because we understand, also it makes sense from a logical perspective, because jihad is hasan li ghayrihi. It is not something which is inherently considered good within the deen, because it involves killing and harming and bloodshed. It is only good in as much as it serves a good end. So it is good due to some external factor, not because it's internally or intrinsically good. As opposed to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is hasan li tasrihi, that this is something which is good in and of itself. So ما أبين هذا الحديث في فضل الذاكرين كثيرا. So how clear is this hadith in the superiority of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. تعالوا نلتمس الآن دليله من السنة النبوية. Come, we will seek now its proofs from the prophetic sunnah. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنه قالت, عائشة رضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين, the beloved wife of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, كان رسول الله يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. This is in Tirmizi, Abu Dawood, in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all of his times, at all times. فكلمة كل أحيانه تشهد أن المراد الذكر الخفي والذكر القلبي. And when we see the word of at all times, it is a it testifies, or it holds witness to the fact that the intended meaning of ذكر, the intended meaning over here, that يذكر الله, that what is that ذكر? It is the ذكر الخفي, the hidden ذكر, and the ذكر of the heart. فكانت عادته المباركة وسنته البيضاء الاشتغال بذكر الله تعالى كل وقت. And so it was his blessed habit and his clear sunnah to be engaged in the ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى at all times. والمشايخ الكرام يمرنون سالكين الطريقة بالوقوف القلبي لاتباع هذا, يشبه حال الثالك مطابقا لما قيل دس بقار دل بيار. That, and so the mashayikh, they give talqeen to the spiritual seekers of the tariqa, of the spiritual path. Talqeen, yani they encourage and give prescriptions and exercises of this, of doing wuqufi qalbi to li adwa'ihi, to whoever is their murids, hatta yusbihu ala salik, until the state of the spiritual seeker becomes mutabiqan, becomes concordant to what has been said, that das bakar dil bayar, and wa ma'nahu, and its meaning is al yad bil amali wal qalbu fil habibi, that the hand is busy in action while the heart is in its beloved. والوقوف القلب يعني is in the remembrance of his beloved. والوقوف القلب أن يلفت الإنسان نفسه إلى قلبه ويلفت قلبه إلى الله. وقوف القلب requires an individual to turn his attention to his heart and that the heart turns its attention towards Allah. ويفكر في نفسه متجعا وجالسا ماشيا وراكبا. And he thinks to himself, whether he's lying down or sitting, walking or riding, إن قلبه يقول, that his heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. وهذا هو منشأ الآيات والأحاديث المذكورة. And this is the objective of the verses and hadith that have been mentioned. فثبت أن تعليم الوقوف القلب مطابقا تماما للقرآن والحديث. And so it has become wholly established that teaching وقوف القلب is in concordance with the Quran and Hadith. Next, second portion of the Durus of Tasawwuf is Muraqaba. Muraqaba مشتقة من الرقيب وهو المنتظر والشهيد والحارس. You look at the word muraqaba is from raqaba yuraqibu muraqabatun. And it is established from raqib, someone who watches something closely. وهو المنتظر, it is someone who's منتظر, who's waiting, والشهيد and witnessing, والحارس and guarding. So it's like all of these meanings at the same time. And so it's not just watching something, but it is watching intensely as if you're guarding something expectantly. And just like, for example, if you see a truck approaching, and or you're, that's not a good example, say a child is running towards you, you're watching the child, but you're also watching them more intently as you know that they're going to come and give you a hug because you're expectant of that hug. So that closer type of watching, that's to be raqib. قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raqib over you. وهي في اصطلاح التصوف الجلوس في حب الله تعالى. And in the technical terminology of tasawwuf, it refers to sitting in ground in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالسالك يجلس مراقبا منعزلا عن الدنيا راغبا عنها متوضيا مستقبل القبلة مغمضا عينيه ناكسا رأسه ويفكر قليلا ألا أرض ولا سماء ولا إنسان ولا حيوان ولا شيطان ولا شيء ويفكر أن تأتيني رحمة من الله تعالى ويشغل قلبي فيزول به ظلام قلبي وظلمته يقول ويقول قلبي الله الله الله. That so the spiritual seeker sits muraqiban, looking over his heart, munazilan, separated from the dunya, raghiban anha, turning away from it, in a state of wudu, facing the qibla, closing their eyes, bowing down their head, and he thinks for a little while that there is no earth, there is no sky, there is no individual, there is no person, there is no animals, there is no Satan, there is nothing. And he thinks that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagines that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my heart is, and it is filling my heart. And the darkness of the heart is being, it is removing the darkness of my heart. Or the darkness of my heart is being removed with it. وَظُلْمَتُهُ. And the darkness that exists within the heart. وَيَقُولُ قَلْبِي, and the heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. لَا يَمِيلُ قَلْبُ السَّالِكِ إِلَى ذِكْرِ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ كُلَّمَا يُنَكِّسُ رَأْسَهُ تَحَجَّمُ وَسَاوِسُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا قِيلَ كُلُّ إِنَاءٍ يَتَرَشَّهُ بِمَا فِيهِ. That initially the heart of the Salik will not incline towards the dhikr in the beginning. And every time they bow their head, they will be inundated with many types of random thoughts. As it is said, that every vessel is decorated with what is in it. So if the heart is full of dunya, then the thoughts will be of the dunya. مَا أَبْيَنَ دَلِيلًا عَلَى مِلْءَ الْقَلْبِ بِالدُّنْيَا أَنْ يُنَكِّسَ الْإِنسَانُ رَأْسَهُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فيسيطره وسائل الدنيا. I don't know, there's a kasra here. خير. That he puts his head down to engage in the dhikr of Allah, and he's inundated or attacked, or it comes upon him the whisperings of the dunya. And the idea is that, I mean, imagine how dirty our hearts must be, that if we actually sit down and return to engage in dhikr, but instead of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming out, and we're trying to do the dhikr, it's not like we're trying to do something else, instead of that, is the dhikr of the dunya comes out. So it just shows how mired a person may be in the dunya, and this is a place where it becomes manifest. They're the proving ground, so to speak, when a person engages in muraqabah. وينبغي لذلك ألا يهزن منه بل يفكر. But it is befitting for the spiritual seeker not to become saddened by this, but they should just contemplate. لا بد أن يفكر أنه محتاج إلى جهد جليل. And there is no doubt that to contemplate that he is in need of making a clear effort. وما أغزاني لو انتقل بهذا الأفكار إلى الدار الآخرة يوم تظهر مقنونات الصدر. And he should just think that how humiliating it will be if I go with these thoughts and to the Akhirah on a day that whatever is hidden within the chest will be made manifest. قال الله تعالى وحصل ما في الصدور. And whatever is in the hearts, whatever is in the chest will be made open. وقال يوم تبلى السرائر. That will be a day where the secrets will be made open. وتأتي من الله رحمة. And there's coming from Allah سبحانه وتعالى رحمة. وتدخل قلبه عندما يجلس السالك ويظن أنه أن رحمة الله تتوجه إليه مواقفا لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام فيما يرويه عن ربه أن عند ظن عبدي بي. And there is coming a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is entering into his heart when he sits, or when the salik sits, and he thinks that this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is becoming directed towards him in accordance with the qawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's in Bukhari, Muslim, and Tirmidhi. In what Rasulullah SAW narrates from his Lord, yani from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ana inda dhanni abdi bi, that I am at the expectation of my slave with me. Which means that if a person thinks that my Allah is sending me rahmah, then inshallah that rahmah will come. If a person thinks, for example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being unfair with me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care about me, then wal-'iyadhu billah, we don't want, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be unfair, but we don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn his attention away from a person. So however a person thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with that individual. Okay, so why don't we just hold it over here? And there's still there's a bit, so we will be off next week and the week after. Inshallah, we'll be resuming in the second week of January, which is January 11th, inshallah. Second week of January, January 11th, inshallah. But till then, inshallah, there will be no classes or further long break. Assalamu alaikum.